ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Council's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business that it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should then leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system, so if your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they may make at the meeting. Okay, item one, have we any apologies? Sarah?
Yes, Chair, we have apologies from Councillors Blasey, Cairns, McGuinness and McAteer.
Lee Ward.
Sinead and Michael. Any further apologies from the floor? Nope. Okay. Moving on to Chairperson's remarks. I'd like to start by, there's no other place to start other than congratulate the IMA senior team on winning the All-Ireland. It was a fantastic boost for the whole county. I think if you stood still long enough right across IMA, you would have been painted orange and white. But it's great to see that there is a new set of heroes in 2024 to replace those in 2002, because I know everybody across IMA were always banging on about the 2002 All-Ireland, but it's great to see like my niece and nephews coming back from Croke Park talking about McKay and Connaughty and Ryan O'Neill, all new heroes for them. So on behalf of the Council, I want to congratulate IMA, and we will be working with IMA Banbridge and Craigavon Council to market in some way in the weeks and months ahead. I know we've got a busy schedule getting right across the area with Sam Maguire, but we'll keep all councillors up to date with anything that we plan with ADC Council. I'd also like to join with Councillor Una McGuinness, who contacted me with some comments for Chairperson's remarks, in congratulating the IMA Under-16 Ladies Footballers on becoming All-Ireland Champions, and also congratulating the IMA Minor Men's Team, the Ladies Footballers and the Senior Camogues for their successes, their respective successes in the All-Ireland, all beaten by narrow margins in the finals. Every one of those teams, including the IMA Senior Men's, have made everybody across this county extremely proud. So we want to send out our thanks to each and every one of them. And thank you to Una McGuinness for forwarding on some comments to that. I also want to congratulate, we couldn't leave it with just IMA, congratulate Down Senior Men Footballers on winning the Tailteann Cup. It seems ages ago since that final, but it was, I think it was the 13th of July, IMA were playing in the semi-final of the All-Ireland at the time, but they went on to win the Tailteann Cup and will be competing in the All-Ireland next year, and we want to wish them the very best of luck. And I know through Democratic Services we've been in contact with the Down County Board to see about marking that success as well. I want to thank all the soccer clubs across the district for their participation in the Chairperson's Be Active Cup. It was a fantastic tournament. It helps those teams who don't get to play each other right across the district, because you've got the Mid Ulster League, you've got the Newcastle League and the Carrambin League. It allows them teams to play against each other and allows us to see the talent that we have right across this district. I want to thank personally Conor Haughey and Francis Gwynn and all the staff working with them for putting on the competition, and congratulate Ballinahinch Olympic on winning the tournament. The final was there last Thursday in the showgrounds. It was a fantastic game, a very tight game against Clare Celtic, and Ballinahinch Olympic came out on top as 1-0 winners on the night. But both teams got rewarded by a donation from the Chairperson's Fund to help them for their season ahead. And I know they can, but all the respective leagues kicked off last Saturday, and they were very, very thankful for that. I also want to thank Councillors Gareth Chavin, Valerie Hart and Aidan Mavish for being there for the final, and they can agree it was a fantastic event, a lot of people there, and with the underage under-12s team beforehand, it's something that we'd like to see grow year on year. So thank you very much for your attendance last Thursday night. I want to acknowledge the fantastic work taken part across the district in the Irish summer schools. I visited numerous summer schools, over the last couple of weeks, from the week after the election in Camlá, Kilkeel and Collyhanna, with nearly 400 to 500 kids in those three respective summer schools taking part in activities, learning and promoting the Irish language. It was absolutely brilliant to see, and I know there's a lot of support through the Irish language department in the council. So, I want to recognise the work going on across the district, also to promote inclusion. I stated at the start of my term as chairperson that the theme of my year is inclusion, and speaking up for groups that are underrepresented. And over the last couple of weeks, there are a number of events that I attended that are pushing and promoting inclusion, and we're using the hashtag Inclusion Matters. Firstly, there was the launch of the accessibility ramps at the bowling greens right across the district, and I met with the group up in Newcastle Bowling Club, and the ramps are fantastic for allowing everybody to take part in sport, no matter what their ability is, and that's done in partnership, I believe, with DFC, so I want to congratulate everyone who worked on that. Also, the Inclusive Beaches programme, fantastic. It happens on a Thursday up in Cranfield Beach. Cranfield Beach is one of our inclusive beaches, and it's done in partnership with the Mae Murray Foundation, and it's to improve access onto the beach, onto the sand and into the water for people of all abilities. And I spent a couple of hours off of them 2 weeks ago. It is unbelievable the amount of work that's been done to make sure that our beauty spots, and particularly Cranfield Beach, is inclusive, where you have wheelchair access that actually is able to be used on the sand, and bodyboards, surfboards, bodyboards that are adapted with chairs, so that people can go for a swim or go out on the bodyboards. It's unbelievable with wheelchairs with inflatable tyres. So all the council staff that work in collaboration with Mae Murray Foundation to keep that programme going, I want to congratulate them, and I look forward to returning to see it throughout my year as chair. I also visited two groups in the Sleat-Gwillion area to push and promote inclusion matters, and those two groups, Amazing Abilities in Silverbridge and Snap Kids in Fallkill, are doing incredible work to work with kids with special needs, kids right across the autism spectrum. And I want to work with them throughout the year and through my chairperson's charities to try and build on the work that they're doing and meet as many other groups that are doing similar work right across the district. So I just wanted to make a special shout out to all those that are working across those two groups. And thank you for inviting me along to see the fantastic work. I also want to congratulate Coonmurra and the Rural Health Partnership on their nominations for the Pride of Place Awards 2024. So last week was the morning after the All-Ireland, and I got home very, very early because I had to be out in Coonmurra at 9 o'clock to host two judges from the Pride of Place Awards that came up to see the brilliant work that's going on at Coonmurra and to listen to the people and residents that were part of the programme there. And they were blown away by some of the testimonies that they heard from people there. And I also want to thank Councillor Valerie Hart and Councillor Aidan Mathers. I feel like we're a trio going around in some of these things for being at that event and speaking so positively and openly about what Coonmurra does for the people of this district. And then we went on to the Rural Health Partnership and the amount of programmes that are going on in the Rural Health Partnership in Collyhanna is unbelievable. And I know Councillor Finnegan, I know Aoife, you were on holidays at the time, but you would have been there. But Councillor Murphy was there, Councillor Declan Murphy was there on that day. And I think the judges listening to Teresa and all the programmes that they're delivering and promoting caring for the community, but also listening to Una Walsh and talking about the heritage and how we've how they have made the funding stretch and deliver for so many people was fantastic. So the finals will be taking place in the Hillgrove Hotel in Monaghan. It's the first week of November, and the best of luck to both those organisations and charities in the finals in the Hillgrove. I want to congratulate all the community groups who received Green Flag and Heritage Awards at the ceremony in Lisburn last week. I also want to just acknowledge the keynote speech made by Dr. William Board on the health benefits of green spaces. It was absolutely amazing to listen to the scientific research and look at the figures of how living or having access to green space close to you actually affects your brain and affects your mood. And it's not just telling, you know, in general terms. He actually dives down into the statistics. And it was unbelievable. He got a round of applause by everyone there. And he came round and talked to everybody in the council, in the respective councils, and said that he would be willing to come to the council to give the presentation, which is about a 15-minute presentation. And I think it's important, especially when we have a number of green spaces right across our district, but also developing green spaces like the Newry Park, that we have our councillors and officers having that presentation. So I spoke to Andy last week about it, and I put Dr. Bird in touch with you, passed on your email address, and if he can come through the AHC committee and give that presentation, I think everybody will get benefit from it. But the Green Flag winners in Kilbourne Park, Castlewell and Forest Park, Newry Canal and the Heritage Award for Newry Canal, Sleep Gullion Forest Park and the Warren Point Municipal Park with a Heritage Award for Warren Point as well. Well done to every one of them and the community groups that also won Green Flags. I know Lesley community group was there, but there were many community groups right across all the councils. It was a brilliant, brilliant day to see them getting their awards. I want to also congratulate and a massive well done to the organisers of the Classic Bike Festival Ireland. It took place in Bishop's Court Racetrack last weekend. It was a hugely successful event, and it's part funded by the council through the financial assistance. I think they've received £15,000 from the council, and it was a massive boost to tourism and hospitality sector. When I pulled in, I couldn't believe how big it was. There were thousands of people there, hundreds and hundreds of camper vans, stages set up of bands, and it was just amazing to see that actual area of the older airfield being used in such a positive way. I know they want to build on that, and there's an issue around race days, and they're going to be working with the council going forward to try and develop that festival. But well done to Philip and Robin for putting it on this year and for inviting me to come along. I also want to join with Councillor Aoife Finnegan, who put in the request to congratulate on Bun and Bui, who took home 8 gold medals at the Ulster FLA in Dromore, and particularly Turlough McMahon, who swept the board in the solo competitions, winning the under-12 harp solo airs and accompaniment competitions. I also want to mention Aoirle McMahon, who won an astonishing 5 competitions, the senior Illan Pipes, tin whistle slow airs, the duet with Tomás O'Kelly, and the trio with Tomás and Niamh Kelly. Those two boys will now compete in the All-Ireland FLA in Wexford, and we across the council wish them all the very best. Oriel and Culler Kelly Bands also took bronze and silver respectively, and will also play at the Senior Kelly Bands competition in Wexford, and we wish them all the best of luck too from the council, and thank you, Aoife, for forwarding on those details to me. It's sad to see the devastation that was caused by the fire at the Greenbank a number of weeks ago. I think everybody will join with me and wish that the businesses get back on their feet and reopen as soon as possible. But I want to acknowledge, along with my fellow councillor, Selena Murphy, who contacted me on this, acknowledge the council and the emergency services for their response, and simply tell them thank them for the response during that devastating fire. I want to congratulate Killock and Ardglass on hosting fantastic community festivals. We had the opportunity to visit in Ardglass last weekend to launch the Fish with Friends recipe book, put together by the community through Good Relations Funding. It's fantastic to turn up, and we had a van there doing a cooking demonstration, and to give the few words before to the crowd that had gathered to get the free cookbook. And the person doing the cooking demonstration was the deputy chair of council, David Lee. So he rustled up a really, really good Thai green prawn curry. So now I don't have to buy the paste by the bottle. He's given me the recipe. So thank you for inviting me along to that. And it was really good, because it was trying to show the broad range across the community in Ardglass and recipes from all around the world. So if you can get your hands on that book, I'm sure David has a couple of copies of it. It is really worth having. Coming to a close, I want to offer condolences on behalf of everybody in the council to the family of John Kearney, who sadly passed away. John worked in the council's refuse collection for many years, and the thoughts of everybody here in the council are with his family at this time. I also want to pass on our condolences to the family of Malcolm McMahon from Warren Point, who recently passed away also. And Malcolm worked in the recycling centre at Warren Point. And again, the thoughts and prayers of the entire council are with Malcolm's family. Just two reminders before we move on to the agenda. I want to remind people that Pride and Yuri is back this year, and the event will be the last week of August, culminating with the parade in Yuri. There'll be an array of events organised by the LGBT women group in Yuri. So we'd like to see as many councillors attending as possible. I think it's also important that this year, I was talking to David at the weekend about it, this year that we have two LGBTQI plus members in the chair and deputy chair of council, that we will be together leading the parade through Newry. So we're looking forward to that and hopefully see as many of you as colleagues there to support the LGBTQI plus community. And finally, just to remind councillors to get the thinking hats on, that the Civic Awards are coming up. Civic Awards will be taking place on the 27th of September and will be hosted in the Canal Court Hotel. And this is an opportunity for every councillor to nominate a group or a person who should be recognised for a civic award. I know Sheila or Sarah will be on to you over the next couple of weeks, but just a little reminder to keep put the thinking hats on and think of who you're going to put forward for a nomination. Okay, we've got one last reminder. Anybody who wants to put in something for chairperson's remarks, just send it across an email and I will use your name as you've seen over the chairperson remarks today and make sure that I can get the comments out. I don't want to miss anybody out. We've got two emergency motions. I'm going to deal with them at that time when it comes to that point in the agenda. We will need a qualified majority, but we'll go through the details of standing orders at that time. So moving swiftly on to item two, declarations of interest. Any declarations? Nope. Okay. Item three is the action sheet arising from the council meeting held on the 1st of July 2024. And it's page 1, 2, 3, pages 1, 2 and 3. Can I get a proposer and seconder for accuracy or any points? Councillor Enright, first.
Could you support accuracy, Chair? Yep. And it's the same thing in the minutes as well. There was an action taken to meet with the representatives of the Catholic Church in Newcastle over the arrangements for parking over the golfing week, you know. So it's missing both from the action sheet and from the minutes, Chair. I brought it up.
Can we go back through in the council minutes and pick up on that action? And if it's something that was put forward at the council, Sarah, we can adopt the action sheet on that. Happy enough? Yeah. Thanks, Cadogan. Councillor Andrews.
I'm just happy to propose, Chair, that we adopt the action sheets.
Okay, thank you, Terry. Councillor Fien.
It was just a point on an action missing, and it's the one in relation to twinning Newry with Ramallah. It had one on earlier action sheets, and I was just querying maybe why it's moved off the action sheet, if there was an update, maybe. Could I ask that first?
Yep. Thanks, Gillian. Connor?
We have received no response to the correspondence that was issued.
Would it be possible for us to just keep it on the action sheet while the issue is still live, please?
Yeah, Sarah, can we have it added back on the action sheet until we have a response back?
Thanks, Chair.
Yep, thanks, Gillian. No other comments or questions on the action sheet. Can I get a seconder first? Councillor Enright, to second. So Councillor Andrews proposed, Councillor Enright to second. Okay, moving on to item four is the minutes of the council meeting held on the 1st of July 2024. So we've got pages 1, 2, 3, page 4, page 5, page 6 and page 7. Can I get a proposal and seconder?
Proposed, Chair, but same point on page 4.
Same point as raised on the action sheet? Yep. Did I find picked up, Sarah? Yeah. Okay, and proposed by Councillor Enright. Can I get a seconder for the council minutes?
Happy a second, Chair.
Councillor Sharman. Yep. Pretty happy enough. Thank you. So, moving on to item 5. We've got the correspondence report here. So, we've got three pages in the correspondence report. One on the change of speed limits from 60 to 40, the Newcastle Road. And we've got the map and the correspondence there. And also, Appendix 2 is the response from the Minister for Infrastructure. I just want to say before I go to the floor on this that on the correspondence, I know that it talks about the speed limit that are going to move forward legislation. If we can, there's a number of councillors listening here. bringing up that correspondence forward to the DEA councillors in that area as well, so that they have an option or a chance to input into that or have knowledge of it, especially that some of the, a number of them are missing from the DEA. That'd be great. Okay, Councillor Finn.
Yeah, it's just in relation to Appendix 2, it's, I suppose, to get some clarity on the actual correspondence that we had sent to the Minister, because I think in saying due to diary commitments the Minister is unable to accept at this stage, we would be looking at a letter that had been sent with a number of dates instead of what I had kind of hoped to be an open invite. And I'm aware, excuse me, that the Minister is obviously very busy, but I think we should go back and ask him, is his diary that busy that he can't come here? So I would request that we just write back to ask, is there at any stage, would he be happy to come to Council? Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor Finn. Sarah, do we have the copy of the correspondence that was sent? Was it an open correspondence, or did we go with a certain date? We ask for a meeting within a certain time period. Yeah, can I get a seconder for Derry's proposal, Councillor Devlin?
Yep.
I think it would be important as well to have knowledge of the next steps in that project moving on, and that would narrow the time frame. For meeting with the Minister, because as a council, if we have that time frame and then we have the diary commitments from the Minister and they may or may not be able to meet, we have an opportunity here as well to meet with an official instead. So if we could follow up and maybe get them dates.
Yeah, so the letter that was sent basically outlined the members' disappointment at the decision to proceed with the fixed bridge, and that there was support in requesting that the Minister meet with Council to explain why the decision was taken. So there was no time frame given just to meet. And that was following on from the previous response, which had outlined that the Minister was happy to meet. That's why we went back.
Okay. Councillor Finn.
Yeah, just if we could, and I know thank you to Councillor Devlin for seconding, but as Pete says, I think with the time frame of that project, even if it is something that he can't potentially make, that we can organise another date with an official, that would be really great.
Thank you, Councillor
Ben. Councillor Anna. Just to be clear, are we going to meet the Minister, or is the Minister coming here to waste a half a day?
Well, if
would it not be better going to the Minister? Because I tell you, if you're expecting him to come here for half a day, his time's too valuable.
Yep, Councillor Ben.
Yeah, listen, I am happy to do either of those things. I think it's not a waste of the Minister's half a day. I think it's a really big decision that's being taken. So if we have to go to the Minister, I think we should.
Thank you. Yes, Sarah, if we can follow up with the Minister just on the time frame and the possibility to get a meeting before the next stage of it, either us going to the Minister coming here, or via Teams or whatever, and in that absence, arrange a meeting with a number of officials. Is everybody happy enough with that?
Just sure, it might be easier to go to the Minister.
Yeah, we've noted that going forward. Yeah. Is everybody happy with that? Yeah. Okay. So no other questions on the correspondence. Is everybody happy to go to DEA councillors on that speed limit change? Yep. Okay. Moving on then to item 6, and it's the notice of motions now. So we have one notice of motion on the agenda here before the emergency ones, and it's a notice of motion received from Councillor Truesdale. Councillor Truesdale, I ask you to read out your motion, tell me who's seconded it, and it will be referred on the same notice to AHC committee.
Will it be seconded by Councillor Howie? That this council recognises the importance of ensuring that our parks and open spaces are inclusive and accessible to those with speech, language and communication needs, and that it recognises the positive role of communication boards in achieving this, that it commits to working with relevant organisations to bring back a report regarding communication boards, considering but not limited to the following points. How communication boards would integrate with the required existing signage, identifying possible locations for the communication boards, such as a specific tier of park and an indicative budget. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Truesdale. And that will be forwarded to AHC. And as we discussed before, at the next available meeting, that a paper can be done up. So, Andy, if you can engage Councillor Truesdale on that for the August or September meeting. Thank you. Okay, now, as I said at the start, we've got two emergency motions. The first emergency motion was in from Councillor Kerry Andrews and the second from Councillor Una Hanlon. And in order to hear them, in order to hear the emergency motions, there will need to be a suspension of standing orders, and this requires a qualified majority vote, which is not less than 80% of the members present and voting. So we're going to go through the business of getting a qualified majority vote. And we're doing this by name call. It'll be a recorded vote by the name call, so I'll hand over to you, sir. Hey, Terry, just wait till we suspend standing orders before we can speak on the motions. Because if it doesn't receive the 80%, we can't move forward.
So, Councillor Andrews?
I propose, and I'm in favour of the suspension of standing orders, so propose a recommendation, minimum amount.
Councillor Bowsey is absent. Councillor Brennan?
Aye.
Councillor Byrne? Councillor Campbell?
Aye.
Councillor Clark?
Aye.
Councillor Devlin? Councillor Enright?
Aye.
Councillor Fian?
Aye.
Councillor Finn? Councillor Finnegan?
Aye.
Councillor Galbraith?
Aye.
Councillor Gibbons is absent. Councillor Hanlon? Councillor Hanna?
Aye.
Councillor Hart?
Four.
Councillor Hoyle's absent. Councillor Howie?
Four.
Councillor Jackson?
Four.
Councillor Cairns is absent. Councillor King?
Four.
Councillor Larkin?
Four.
Councillor Lee Searchner?
Four.
Councillor Lewis?
Four.
Councillor McGuinness is absent. Councillor Mathers?
Four.
Councillor McAteer is absent. Councillor McAvoy? Councillor O'Hare?
Four.
Councillor Declan Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Kate Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Selena Murphy?
Four.
Councillor Quinn?
Four.
Councillor Riley?
Four.
Councillor Rice is absent. Councillor Rowan?
Four.
Councillor Sharvin?
Four.
Councillor Taylor? Councillor Tinley?
Four.
Councillor Treesdale?
Four.
Councillor Young?
Four.
So we have 34, four, and the qualified majority is 27.
Good to go. Yep, thank you very much for that, Sarah. Here, over to Councillor Andrews to read out your motion. Tell me who seconded it and speak motion.
Thank you very much, Chair. And the seconder of my motion is going to be Councillor David Lee Searchner. And the motion is as follows. Newry Morning Down District Council, in light of the distressing scenes of violence that have unfolded in Belfast and other locations over the past few days, unequivocally condemns those actions. We recognise the significant impact these events have had on our community and call for immediate measures to hold those responsible accountable. We reaffirm our commitment to inclusivity and unity, reaching out to and welcoming all individuals who have made and continue to make our district their home. Despite the actions of a cruel minority, we stand together as a community that embraces diversity and solidarity. Mr. Chairperson, I would like to thank you and the Council for agreeing to suspend standing orders to enable this emergency motion to be heard at tonight's meeting. Before speaking to the motion, our thoughts and prayers are very much for the families, friends and community of the three young children who tragically lost their lives in Stockport last week. Within hours, we've seen so many taking to the streets. Some who showed their solidarity and offering their sympathy to the bereaved on a sad day. And there are many others who turned out not in solidarity, but to engage in attacks on people from different backgrounds, shops, businesses being targeted, vandalised, looted and burned. And as the days progressed, all this spreading to other cities and towns, all adding further anguish and distress to the grieving families and friends of the three young children. In Belfast on Saturday morning past, little did one think that within the space of a few hours, the city and its citizens would see and witness the widespread carnage, destruction to businesses, homes and properties due to so many taken to the streets, not in remembering, but to engage in a wanton free-for-all, inflicting so much damage, and even business owners and residents counting the cost in more ways than one, as a result of all that has happened. And some of these people themselves came to Belfast years ago and made the city their own. And also the frontline services, who too came under fire and were targeted and subject to missiles and abuse. over the past few days, we've all seen on our TV screens and on the various social media platforms, cities like Belfast and other towns being targeted by hordes of thugs who didn't care about those who lost their lives, but used this as an excuse to inflate their egos and engage in thuggery, mayhem and willful destruction. Seeing the Nazi salutes with all that was going on, it drew comparisons to Kristallnacht back in the 1930s in Germany. Then, as now, people who were perceived to be from other backgrounds and faiths were simply targeted for just being who they were. Out of all that has happened, the goodness and kindness of so many people has shone through. Residents, community, churches and other organisations, many gone out of their way to reach out and help. Fundraising amongst others, showing and underlining the community spirit that exists and simply just being there. The motion before you this evening, and as I was typing up, the thoughts going through my head were a mixture of sadness and bewilderment, and how the actions of such a minority could be so evil and cruel. Also, calling on immediate and more resources to be made available to bring those to account for their actions on the streets, at shops, assaulting and attacking people who deserve the full rigour of the law be enforced, and especially those who sit and use social media, etc., to platform their bile, their hatred to so many who follow them, inciting and doing their bidding. They should be shown no mercy and too deserve the law to be applied to them as well. For many years, many left our shores to start a new life elsewhere, going to places where they were made welcome and settled down. In recent days, as I've said, we've seen and witnessed the actions of a cruel minority who do not represent the huge majority of people, like many in our district, and reach out, are fully inclusive and welcome one and all who have made and continue to make our district their home. And finishing up, and in the final line or two, we, as a district, we show our commitment as a community and standing together as a community that embraces diversity, solidarity with and friendships for all. I move this motion, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Lee Sorinder.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with Councillor Andrews. Over the past weekend, in Belfast and parts of Great Britain, there were disturbing scenes of violence and disorder on the streets, resulting in damage to several businesses, which the police are treating as hate crimes. Additionally, an apartment block in South Belfast was set on fire, forcing residents to evacuate. All my colleagues from all parties to strongly condemn all forms of violence, racism, xenophobia, Islamophobia, and to reiterate our commitment together to a shared, peaceful and inclusive society throughout Northern Ireland and stand united as one.
Thank you, David. Councillor Hanlon.
Thanks, Chair. Just want to say thanks to Councillor Andrews and Lee Sorinder for bringing and tabling this important and topical motion this evening. Sinn Féin support this motion and offer our ongoing support and solidarity to the ethnic minority community today and always. There's no place for this in society, for racism or the attacks on our minority communities which took place at the weekend. As shocking as they were, the damage and the anxiety generated by these attacks will last much longer than the rubble of rioting. We don't want anyone living in fear of a racist brick coming through their living room window or racist threats daubed on walls. We don't want anyone walking the streets fearful of racist abuse or attack, and we certainly don't want any of our children worrying about racist bullying at their school. Yes, we need the police, the justice system and politicians to do their job, but more than that, we have to ask ourselves what can we do as good neighbours, as fellow parents, as members of community groups, other faiths or no faith? How do we build the kind of day-to-day solidarity in a way that makes Not In My Name more tangible? If we look at Belfast at the weekend, it was like the tale of two cities. In the west, thousands came together to celebrate Féile and enjoy themselves, and in south and east, we witnessed total destruction and fear amongst communities. We reaffirm our commitment to make our ethnic minority community and all our people feel welcome, safe and respected in our society, and to recognise the important contribution they make to our communities. The shared priority must be to protect lives and property and face down racism, violence and intimidation. Cooperation between the PSNI and An Garda Síochána is essential so that those responsible for causing and orchestrating the racist violence over the weekend will face the full force of the law. As elected representatives and as a society, we must all work together to deliver a shared, peaceful, inclusive society. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hannan. Councillor Jackson.
Thank you, Chair. I just want to thank Councillor Andrews and Councillor Lee Sargent for bringing forward this motion tonight. We as the EP group support this motion. We also recognise in any democratic society that there is a right to protest, but protests must be both peaceful and lawful. We support peaceful protests, and people within the communities who have concerns should be able to have a discussion about issues that they face, whether that be concerns about our immigration policy or any other. However, there is no justification or excuse for violence. Nothing is solved by attacking people or property. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Jackson. Councillor Taylor.
Yep, thanks, Chair, and thanks to Councillor Andrews for bringing forward the motion this evening. Listen, I think it's very clear all of us would agree that the scenes that we witnessed over the weekend were obviously very concerning and certainly something none of us wanted to see reported. I certainly condemn wholeheartedly the violence that occurred. It was totally unacceptable and no one should have to endure that. As has already been said, you know, in any democracy, people have a right to protest, but with that right, there's also responsibility for this to be done so in a completely peaceful manner. And I think, you know, it's fair to say that anyone that comes to Northern Ireland to offer a positive contribution to our society, they have a right to live in peace like any one of us would expect to also. So I'm very sorry to all those people that were targeted at the weekend and the businesses that have been destroyed as a result of the actions of that minority that decided to ensue violence on the streets of Belfast and indeed across the wider UK at the weekend. As I said, it's totally unacceptable. And I certainly hope that we won't see any further actions of this nature in the time ahead. And I also want to pay a tribute, obviously, to the police and other emergency services that are always at the forefront of protecting people. In our society, they obviously have to endure a lot of what happens as well, and we've seen officers injured. So I want to obviously pay a tribute to them also for the actions that they undertook to try and keep people safe over the weekend. But certainly very happy to support the motion, Councillor Andrews, and thanks for taking that forward this evening.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Taylor. Anybody else want to make a comment before we go back to Terry for summary? No, everyone happy enough? Okay, Terry.
Chairperson, I would like to thank everybody for their support, the unanimous support of Council tonight on this motion. And, you know, and my thoughts and prayers will be with the people in Southport, you know, over the coming days as they prepare to lay those three young children to rest, and also to members here present for their contributions and thoughts. And again, it shows we're unanimous and we're all together as a team and sending out a simple message that we stand together as a community that embraces diversity and solidarity for all. So we'd like to thank you all for your support and thanks again.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Is everybody present in the chamber in support of the motion?
Yep.
Okay. This motion's passed. Okay, the second emergency motion is Councillor Una Hanlon. Councillor Hanlon, if you read out the motion, say who's seconded it.
Thank you, Chair. This Council notes with concern that services at Chimna House, Ward 15, at the Downshire Hospital may be at risk. This Council supports the retention of services at Chimna, Downpatrick, and acknowledges the work of the management and staff who provide essential services regionally to support those with alcohol and drug addictions and to support their journey to recovery. This Council will agree to write to the Minister for Health and the CEO of the South Eastern Trust to note Newry Morning Down Council's support for the full retention of services and trust they will fully commit to ensure this facility remains open. That will be seconded by Councillor Philip Campbell. So firstly, I want to thank the chairperson for accepting the motion this evening and for the chamber attendees tonight for voting for it to be heard. This is a really important issue, not only for Downpatrick and the wider area, but for the region, as it is a regional facility. In recent days, our Sinn Féin team have been contacted by family and friends of service users concerned that services at Ward 15 in Shimna House are under threat. They, along with staff, need to have steadfast assurances from the Department of Health and the South Eastern Trust that these services are not at risk. I was privileged to visit the facility along with my colleague Chris Hazard MP only a short time ago. It was a very humbling experience seeing firsthand the highest level of care that all the staff and friends of Ward 15 provide to the most vulnerable in our society. What stood out to me is that they provide a calm shelter at a time when service users are in turmoil. They give them and their families the support needed to battle through the lows of addictions and to allow them to have a pathway to hope. With increasing numbers of people waiting on mental health support and so many families across the island affected by addiction and other mental health issues, it's clear we need more investment into local services to ensure we are equipped to deal with the crisis. It's vital that the necessary action is taken to retain these services that are a lifeline for so many in Downpatrick and further afield. The South Eastern Trust and Department of Health must work together to ensure that these services are not only protected but enhanced into the future. I ask for the Chamber's support for this motion tonight and agree that we write to the Minister for Health and the CEO of the South Eastern Trust to note Newry Morningdown Council's support for the full retention of services and trust that they will fully commit to ensuring Shimna House remains open.
Thank you, Councillor Hannan. Councillor Campbell.
Thank you, Chair. I'll keep it brief. I'd just like to echo the sentiments of Councillor Campbell and just reiterate the importance of these services for the local area. Okay.
Thank you, Councillor Campbell.
Thank you.
Councillor Sharpin.
Thanks, Chair, and thank you, Councillor Hannan, for bringing this motion. Similarly, the SDLP have been contacted by a number of people in regards to the situation at Ward 15. Even this morning, I spoke to the Chief Executive of the Trust to highlight our concerns about the situation that's currently faced. But I think it's also important to remind that Ward 15, or Shimna Ward as it's known, is a sub-regional addiction facility. And this doesn't just serve the South Eastern Trust. This also provides an important service to the Belfast Trust and to the Southern Trust. And I think it's vitally important that we highlight that to the Health Minister and also to the Chief Executive of the Trust of the importance of it. It's also been shared by the Trust today with myself in correspondence that they have raised an early alert and there has been a positive response in trying to at least get a locum in place so that there is a temporary solution given the consultant is leaving. But I think it's really important that we as a council hold the trust to account and ensure that the provision of tier 4 addictions in the Downshire Hospital is continued to be supported and grows. Chair, I would like to propose just one slight amendment to the emergency motion, and I did check. Normally, our health trusts do come and attend a special council meeting in October. I think it would be really important if we could bring that forward at least to September, so that, one, they should be in a position to give us an update of how plans are going with the recruitment of a replacement, but also what is the permanent plans for going forward, particularly in relation to Ward 15. So I would make that a proposed amendment, and hopefully Councillor Hanlon will accept it.
Thank you, Councillor Sharman. Councillor Truesdale.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hanlon. We will support you in this. I've been to Ward 15 as well, and it's everything that Councillor Hanlon said. It's a tranquil space of peace. I also used to make referrals to Ward 15, and there has always been only one consultant psychiatrist, and that's always been an issue. And even though that psychiatrist is leaving to go elsewhere, that could be because of pay or whatever, but there's still only one consultant psychiatrist. So there is a skills shortage as well that needs to be looked at within that space of addiction. It's not an easy issue to do. So there may be room for saying, can we get more psychiatrists to enter the field of addiction? So, yes, we absolutely support the motion. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Crusoe. Councillor Riley.
Yeah, Chairman. I would thank Erna for bringing forward this notice of motion. I was actually shocked, totally shocked, whenever I read it, because I wasn't aware that it was under threat. But Chairman, I have worked with many parents over the years whose children have had serious addiction issues, and there is no work for them. They talk about all these services that they provide, but in reality, whenever you try to get something for kids who genuinely want to kick their habits of cocaine and other drugs, it's very, very difficult to get the professional help that those people need. And the thought of that being taken away from the community, it just beggars belief, and it should be enhanced. And those facilities vastly increase to facilitate the growing number of young people who want help. So it is very disturbing, and I think we have to do our absolute best to maintain that facility and enhance it in the future. Certainly I'll be supporting the motion, and I'm grateful that it was brought forward.
Councillor Riley. Councillor Taylor.
Yep, thanks, Chair. Very, very happy to support the motion, Chair, and thanks to Councillor Hanlon for bringing it forward. There's obviously been very clear issues of concern outlined tonight as a result of the developments in terms of staffing arrangements. So certainly, you know, it's one of those things that we need to impress now upon the Trust and the Health Minister the need to make sure there's a permanent and long-term plan in place to protect the services that exist. Like, this is always an issue we see with health. We're always firefighting to a certain extent with issues, but and this is a case where obviously it has to be dealt with immediately. We want to see as a council, certainly, and as a community, a more long-term plan to ensure that we're not in this situation again. So certainly, you know, by writing to the Minister and the Trust, we want to impress the need for that to happen, and I certainly hope that we're going to have further discussions that's been outlined in the amendment by Councillor Sharman to allow more detail to be discussed with officials about developing that long-term plan for the facility at Downshire Hospital, so at Chimney House. So very happy to support the motion, Chair.
Thanks, Councillor Taylor. Councillor Jackson.
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, just want to fully support Councillor Hanlon's motion here, and just we do also recognise the importance of Chimney House and the facility that it provides for our local community. So thanks very much again for the motion. Thanks, Chair.
Jackson. Una, do you want to summarise?
Yeah, just to say, happy to take the amendment. I think it is important that the South Seas Trust come before us as councillors as soon as possible. And just to thank everybody in the chamber for the support for the motion. It goes without saying, staff and patients deserve to have these assurances and the stability which is so much needed for the most vulnerable in our society. So thanks to everyone for supporting it.
Very much, Councillor Hannan. And as from the speakers, we can take it to the support for the motion right across the chamber. Yep. Yeah, that's motion passed. And just before we conclude the meeting, during the meeting there, we went back, just Councillor Enright, on your comments on the action sheet about the meeting with the church. It was actually, we brought it up at S&E committee in June. It's on page 3 of the S&E committee of the minutes that came to the full council on the 1st of July, and it passed at the full council on the 1st of July, and that's why it's now on the action sheet. So that meeting is being set up with church officials, just to clear that up. Thank you, everybody, for your attendance, and safe trip home.